The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we like to shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays for your portfolio. And in this case, we're speaking with a private company that's going to be going through the IPO process sometime early 2018, but we want to talk to them right now because there's just so much going on with this company. So we're going to welcome the executive vice president for the company, Brett Allen. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking time to call in today. We want to talk and learn more about the Green Organic Dutchman Holdings. Now, let's start with, what is this company? What's your business model? What are the markets you're tapping into?
Yes, we're one of the 58 licensed producers in the medical cannabis space in Canada. We're one of only two companies that are organic producers. We produce certified organic cannabis and are rapidly growing to meet the demand of the market. So we have properties in Ontario, a fully licensed 100-acre property, and a 75-acre property going through the application process in Quebec. So rapidly building out both of those facilities right now to be some of the most automated, high-tech cannabis production facilities in the world.
You know, being organic has got to help you with some of the permitting processes, some of the testing facilities that are going to be in place. And as those get more stringent, you're ahead of the game already by being certified organic. Listeners, I want you to look at this company closer. To do so, it's real easy. Here is their website, tgod.ca. So let's learn a little bit about you as our guest, Brett, and any other key members of the management team. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be brief about myself. I'm certainly one of the members, but there's some people certainly more important than myself. But this is our group's, there's about four of us on the core team that brought this company to be. And our team, you know, is the third foray into the public market space and the cannabis space for us. We're the team that got involved with and were behind building up the business plan and capital raises for Organigram, which is a company we took public about 4 years ago. Following the great success there, you know, Rob Anderson, Dave Doherty, myself, and one of our other key members, Danny Brody, went on and helped Emblem Corp, which is another cannabis company we took public, raise in excess of $50 million last year and structure that. But, you know, on our management team, I think the key people to talk about now are where the company is expanding on. We brought on a new president to run the operational side of the company recently, Chuba Ryder. That's a Ukrainian name from Ukrainian background. You know, Chuba comes from the consumer packaged goods industry. He ran Zions Energy, Sunpac Foods, and more notably was one of the key members of the management team of Cott Beverages and Cott International, which is one of the largest beverage co-packing and branding manufacturers of bottled beverages in North America. You know, and the reason I highlight that is, you know, we look at the cannabis industry as being a consumer packaged goods industry. Pull away the beauty and the fluff of cannabis. It's about producing consistent product, driving your prices right down to the bottom, and doing that consistently. So certainly a key member for us there. And then recently we brought in the head grower from the other organic production company in Canada, Whistler Medical, and that's David Perrone. And he's come on as our Vice President of Growing Operations to really help build out the organic program and growing program there. So those would be two key people I'd like to highlight.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. And it sounds like you've got an incredible team there that you are still assembling, because if you go to the website, tgod.ca, you can even click on the careers tab. Maybe this is the company that's right for you, because they are committed to becoming the global leader in delivering organic cannabis solutions that enhance people's lives. So if that speaks to you, reach out to the company. Now, Brett, as you look back at 2017 so far, what do you see as some of the major milestones for the company?
It's been a busy year. You know, we got our sales license. We got our production license and started going through our first harvest. The management team has really started to diversify out, great additions to the board of directors. But I think the key for us is our last round of financing funded a 150,000 square foot expansion to our facility in Hamilton, Ontario. And that's going to take us, that breaks ground in the next couple of weeks. We'll be online in Q2 next year. But that'll drive the company from 1,000 kilograms of annual production to about 14,000 kilograms of annual production. So a big, big step up for the company in that sense. And, you know, one of the other big milestones that we checked off was, you know, we wanted to lower costs, lower power costs for our cost of growing. And we wanted to take an entry into the province of Quebec. So, you know, we spent a lot of time looking for the right property, going through all the due diligence to narrow that down. And we executed and closed on a property there and have now built out design and engineering plans to build 820,000 square feet of growing space on that property over the next 2 years. So that was a big milestone for us and something we've been extremely excited to bring to fruition.
Well, like you said, there's a whole lot to be excited about with your company, with all you've been able to achieve so far in 2017. We're already wrapping up the month of September here, 2017. So as you look at the remainder of 2017 and maybe Q1, Q2, 2018, what are some of the goals for the company as you see them?
Well, I think that's certainly going to be the most exciting time in the company to date. You know, we have a financing underway right now that funds a phase one build out at Quebec. So, you know, between now and the end of the year, we'll be well underway on the construction of our facility, or the expansion, I should say, at the facility in Ontario. We should be breaking ground or close to breaking ground in Quebec. And then Q1 next year, rolling into our IPO for the company, the launch of the public face of the company, and watching the industry develop. We've got the legislation that rolls out the government's mandate for recreational adult use of marijuana coming to fruition in July. So we should start seeing a lot of steps forward from the provincial government and the federal government, giving some more clarity on how that's going to roll out. And I think that's going to be fantastic for the industry as a whole. And certainly something we'll be looking to leverage.
The Green Organic Dutchman, established 2012, making life better. Reach out to this company, socialize with them on Facebook. All you got to do is visit that website, tgod.ca. Scroll yourself down. You'll be able to find everything you need to know, like signing up for their newsletter, the 800 number to contact them, which is 844-GREEN-MED. Hey, we're speaking with Brett Allen, Executive Vice President for the company. Brett, I want to thank you so much for your time, your expertise, as well as your insight and candor into your hot young company. And it's not really that young, you know, starting off in 2012, but you're going to be public in 2018. So that's where the rubber hits the road for some of these shareholders listening in right now. We really appreciate your time, Brett.
Hey, likewise. Thank you very much. And thanks to your listeners.
All right. For Brett Allen, Stuart Smith is saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.